This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, you always do have to take, 7-on-7s, no contact, and 11-on-11s with a little bit of a grain of salt because, you know, you're not getting hit, you're not getting the pressure, whatever the case may be. But I will say this. I've watched so many quarterbacks over the years, and Deshaun Watson is different. He is elite. I wrote this in my story yesterday, and it's on Cleveland.com, that one of the things that I said was he has, absolutely has, and I'm not taking this back, he has Hall of Fame caliber talent, okay? I'm a Hall of Fame selector. I know what I'm seeing and talking about in that regard. He has Hall of Fame caliber talent.
That's Mary Kay Cabot with us at 820. So what do you think the question out of that is there, Tone? Does it become like, is that what they paid for? I mean, is that what you're to expect?
Yeah, I mean,
three first-round picks, $230 million guaranteed. Is that what it's supposed to be?
I mean, ask the Denver Broncos. Obviously, Russell Wilson has accomplished more. He's been around longer.
Yeah.
But you make moves like this to achieve, to bring in a different caliber of player. Now, I don't know if Matt Stafford reaches that criteria. A lot of people have discussed what's going to happen when his career is over, if he can piece together another 2 to 3 to 4 really good years and playoff runs with the Rams, and he's probably going to the Hall of Fame too. It's crazy how that can happen.
Well, and he's doing it at the tail end of a career where he'll have the numbers and now he'll have the accolades.
Now he'll need
it helps him a lot in his case.
So just on paper, I mean, we're talking about a guy 4 years into his career in Deshaun Watson who has 104 touchdowns, 36 interceptions. Not to mention the dimension that he gives you on the ground. He has played in playoff games. I won't soon forget, especially you, Owen, the lead he had over Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, it was now 21-10 in that game.
Now, we know what happened in that game. Yeah. Didn't go well. But
well,
he,
you know, you're going to – well
– yeah, but also as part of the story, Deshaun Watson is going to be 4-12 2 years ago, even with some of the best stats in football, 4-12. Then voluntarily sitting out a year.
That's immediately what the reaction was.
Having a trade request. Yeah. I mean, that's what he did. And then all the off-the-field baggage that we have not been able to overcome yet.
You better get us some hardware then.
Right.
I mean, that's the only way. Frankly, that's the only, I mean, you're paying for the – you want the hardware. That's what the Browns are paying for. It'd be stupid to think otherwise. I don't think they care. I mean, he can go out there. I mean, if he threw for 100 yards a game, I think everybody would figure you could – do it with some other quarterback for a lot cheaper at some point. But if you could do it for 100 yards a game, you'd do it with 100 yards a game and go win Super Bowls. If you could only do it with Deshaun Watson, you do it with Deshaun Watson. The stats, though, I don't think are going to – the stats, I think, are going to be through the roof. Like, you look at those stats, those seem like outrageous numbers. But then you go, what about Allen? What about Mahomes? Rodgers is already a Hall of Famer. What about what about Herbert someday? Everybody loves Justin Herbert to the point I kind of want to zig when everybody else is zagging, but – I'm a Justin Herbert guy, so I got to stay with it.
They'd like to see him win some games.
It's just
win
like
some big games.
But
right?
I'm sitting there looking at Lamar Jackson, going, "Man, we're wringing our hands over what to do with Lamar Jackson," and everybody wants to anoint Justin Herbert everything, just everything. When they didn't make the playoffs the first 2 years, like this is a big year for him. Either way, getting back to Watson, the hardware's got to be there because I don't think the numbers are going to matter as much as they used to. These are unreal numbers, but I think a lot of quarterbacks are going to have unreal numbers, especially when you go from 17 to 18 games. The hardware just has to be there. Like, we argue this all the time. Owen looks at me like I got turds hanging out of my mouth when I bring up that Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer. And I think Phillip Rivers is a Hall of Famer for the simple fact of his numbers are there, And I think it's a consolation prize because he's lost so many times to Tom Brady. Or he just, I think he would have been a Super Bowl champion had Tom Brady never existed. But then you bring in the line here. Think about it. Drew Brees will eventually go into the Hall of Fame. Then you will have Ben Roethlisberger eventually go into the Hall of Fame. Tom Brady will eventually go into the Hall of Fame. Who am I missing? I'm missing one. Who am I missing?
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers will go into the Hall of Fame. And these are first ballot Hall of Famers. First ballot Hall of Famers. So if they go in, they set the standard in the future. So then all of a sudden, Phillip Rivers.
Then he's got to deal with fringes like Matt Ryan and Matt Stafford and all those guys.
And Stafford, I mean, good God, I think he's a Hall of Famer now since he's won one. Because if you look at the numbers, you go, holy cow. But if he wins another one, he's definitely in. If the Rams win another one, he's in. Yeah,
feels
he's
like
a,
it.
He's a two-time
Manning,
champion.
If everyone wants to say Eli Manning.
Bingo.
That's another one that'll be on Rivers, that fringe.
So now for a guy like Watson who has years and years and years and years and years left to play, he's 26 for crying out loud. He's younger than Mayfield. You better put up some numbers, clearly. You better have some Super Bowls. You got to be a Super Bowl champion, and you got to win. I mean, how many you got to win? You got to win two?
For Hall of Fame, I mean, just one with the Browns. We always say one with the Browns, right?
Yes.
And I don't know if other Hall of Fame voters will care about that, but the funny thing is the LeBron stuff has stood up. I mean, we know he's the Hall of Famer, obviously. But people right now, I still hear national people say the one title LeBron won with the Cavs is still greater than other players' championship, you know, totals.
Yeah.
The one, I think you can do it with one if you have the numbers. Like Eli, he's probably getting in with the two, but you look at his overall numbers, they're not great, but his last name's Manning, so that helps him. Like if he was Eli Brister, he probably not getting in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's
you
true.
Know?
No, that's true. And he played in New York. He didn't play for
right.
I was just going over just as a total aside.
Arizona Cardinals.
Phillip Rivers played, 15, 16 years in the NFL?
Yeah.
Started almost every game for most of those years?
Yes.
How many playoff wins off the top of your head?
4.
It was, you know what? I was going to say 6 or 7. It's 5. How many playoff wins?
I thought it was 4.
I was going with 4, too.
How many playoff wins?
I know football guys. Bernie don't think I do. But
Bernie Kosar, how many playoff wins as a starter?
4.
Owen?
2.
It's 3.
I thought it was 4, too. Damn
it's
it.
It's really tough to win playoff games. It's amazing.
Especially for Bernie when they didn't have that extra round and all that.
And Bill Belichick have ruined it for everybody. They've ruined it. And frankly, the Michael and LeBron argument, I think you were with me on this. The Michael LeBron argument has ruined it for everybody else in professional, well, not baseball, but everybody else in professional football and basketball. Because now all we're doing is counting rings. Like you got, if you're Chris Paul, you have to be sitting there sick to your stomach that people are comparing you with Charles Barkley. Because Charles Barkley secretly is sick to his stomach that every single freaking argument that he has with Shaquille O'Neal up there from now until the end of time until they bury those two will be, I got rings and you don't. I mean, that would make you sick. And now we've become so focused on rings for Deshaun Watson. He has to win multiple Super Bowls. And now to the point where Tom Brady has 7, where I wanted to say 6, I've lost count of the Super Bowls he has. No, you're not going to approach Brady, but how many do you have to approach if Mahomes wins 2 more Super Bowls? Well, that's going to immediately stand in the way of Deshaun Watson not winning more Super Bowls. So does Deshaun Watson somehow become our generation's Phillip Rivers? That ain't going to be good enough in the future. So you can't just win one Super Bowl, after Tom Brady. These guys have ruined it.
They really have.
We're putting 2 Super Bowls on him already, and he hasn't taken a snap.
You don't disagree?
It's ridiculous. Man.
It is ridiculous. It's unfair. It's unrealistic. But it's what you paid for. You pay for Super Bowls. That's what it's about. Because the price is only going to go up. Deshaun Watson is the highest paid, most guaranteed money quarterback today. Tomorrow it could be Lamar Jackson. The day after that it could be Kyler Murray. The day after that, some other quarterback may restructure their contract and get more. So then it ups the ante on all those guys to the point where we're going to have about 3 usable quarterbacks in the NFL and the rest are garbage. It's unreal. The Michael Jordan LeBron conversation has carried over so much, it becomes the Tom Brady conversation, and then everybody else, simply garbage.
Here is the beauty to having somebody as talented as Watson. And Mary Kay earlier joined us, said Hall of Fame talent. The reason that's important is because if he's here long enough, and we've speculated on how long Deshaun Watson is going to be, but let's say he loves it here. Let's say he signs a contract extension. Let's say this is the last place he ever plays. What you love about a guy like Watson is what you won't have to say, most likely, given his talent. And I know about the 4-12 year in Houston.
Yeah.
But over time, you give him enough cracks at it, regardless of whether he has Nick Chubb or not, Kareem Hunt or not, those guys are going to be gone in the next contract, most likely. Whether you have Amari
Cooper.
You're
going to hate my answer. You're going to hate my answer. You're going to hate my answer.
The whole point of having somebody like him and the reason you trade for him is because you feel he's going to give you a shot even when all these guys that are here now are gone.
Clearly.
Even when Myles Garrett is gone. Myles Garrett might miss a year with injury.
Clearly.
They can still compete and go to the playoffs and beat anybody.
But I also fear because the last time we saw it, they were 4-12. And that's just simply not going to cut it in the future. It's not going to cut mustard with him. It's not going to cut mustard with the Cleveland Browns. It's just not going to go that way. And so I feel that this is why it's so important to try to get him on the field as soon as you possibly can with all these other things going on, because the window's there. The window's reopened. I thought the window was closed. It's reopened. Now you have a great quarterback, and you got to get him on the field as soon as you can, because now I have to stack it because these guys are going to be gone, and I need to put myself in a good situation because – the last time we did have evidence of him not having these weapons, they were 4-12 in Houston. And I know it's not the same, but when you really break it down, hey, we were able to keep the players. I know Bill O'Brien gave up players, but they gave up first-round picks, and they started to hamstring themselves, and they didn't draft terribly well, which is something I don't accuse the Browns of, so it is a different situation there. But immediately, I think there is something in the back of a lot of fans' mind, the most positive fans' mind going, we got to get this done as soon as we can because the last time it wasn't this great with his football team, they went 4-12. And that's simply going to be unacceptable. Heads are going to roll. You can't do it. So I think that in 4 years, Deshaun Watson, who would be in year, what, 9 of his career? I think in 4 years, he'd be a better quarterback. So there is something to be better said for that. He'd be smarter. I imagine all this stuff will be behind him. He will probably have come out of it stronger as a football player. And so that will be in his corner. But there is that fear of, hey, Myles Garrett ain't going to play forever. Neither's Nick Chubb. Neither's Denzel Ward. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Can't help it. But if we're talking Hall of Fame, the talent's there. Will the hardware be there? Now, Chris Paul don't have to worry about it. I brought him up before. The Hall of Fame's easy to make in the NBA compared to the NFL and Major League. Well, Major League Baseball is a totally different stupid animal. But in the NFL, the NBA is much easier to make the Hall of Fame in. But for him, the Hall of Fame talent, hey, at first I balked with what Mary Kay said. Well, hold on. If I'm going to say this about Josh Gordon, what's my reasoning? My reasoning is the talent. I think Josh Gordon had the talent. He did things on the practice field because that was basically where you can only watch him. And in the amount of games that we saw and the handful of games that we saw. And in 2013 for the one great season that he was still suspended 2 games of the year that were unlike anything I've seen since you name the great. He had Hall of Fame talent. Well, if I was able to say that about Josh Gordon, and eventually people come to understand what I was saying there. They did not at first. Why couldn't you say it about Deshaun Watson? Absolutely. And again, that's what you're paying for. The Browns did not pay $230 guaranteed for, fine. No, they paid $230 guaranteed for cat's ass, elite,
AFC
future Hall of Fame.
Championship games that's, almost every year, a chance to go
exactly.
there.
Exactly. That's what they,
because that's really, what the elite quarterbacks, that's the expectation.
And really, Anthony, that's, and when you're talking about that money, that is also no matter what. That is no matter if you have Myles Garrett or if you have Jadeveon Clowney and so on.
They're supposed to make up for all those deficiencies everywhere else.
Coming up next, we'll get to you guys. You guys want to get in on this. 216-578-0092. Does it have to mean Super Bowls? Does it have to mean Hall of Fame? I mean, what does that buy you at the services for $230 million guaranteed for a quarterback? We'll get to you guys coming up. And tomorrow's guaranteed. The Browns did simply what they had to do. Nothing more. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman here on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
So what's $230 million guaranteed get you? What should it get you? What is the threshold? If you were to look back on this 20 years from now, paid $230 guaranteed, it was a groundbreaking contract. What says that was a good contract? Obviously, a Super Bowl every year would say a good contract. What's the minimum return?
I think
Super Bowls are clearly not guaranteed.
Minimum is there's got to be. You make this trade. And some people say you have to win. This is different from the Hall of Fame thing. But just for the contract alone and trading what you traded to get him, people are going to say that, you know, they're going to talk about how many Super Bowls. You do have to get to multiple AFC championship games.
Right. Perennial, like you own the division.
Mm-hmm. It's a failure if you don't,
right.
I think.
You own the division, and at least the years that you're down, you're still a wild card team.
But the question is,
I can't imagine how freaking nervous I'm going to be the morning of an AFC championship game.
The question is,
oh God,
we have him for 5 years.
Right.
There are people who are going to kind of throw this year away and say this isn't part of it.
That's depending. I mean, if he only has a 4-game suspension or something like that,
yeah,
or
that's
even
different.
Less,
that's enough time to make it up.
Hey. Yeah. I mean, hell, you're just talking about the Josh Gordon thing, and Owen raised his eyes like, oh, my God, you're right, when he brought up the year. And I go, he was suspended the first 2 games of that season.
I mean, he still had 1,640 yards.
He was the only guy you could really count on to throw to, but that was the point of it.
Brandon Whedon had 300-yard games because he had 290 yards.
How did they still lose that Jacksonville game?
Cecil Shorts.
How did they still lose that Jacksonville game? Anyway, 216-578-0092. We go to the phones. Dave in North Ridgeville. Whoop, almost clicked on the wrong button. Dave in North Ridgeville, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing wonderful, Dave. Go ahead.
Yeah, I looked up a stat. I don't know if the producer told you what the number was, but if
we don't talk to our producer.
We don't. We'd rather not.
Okay. So between Troy Aikman's first Super Bowl and Tom Brady's Super Bowl with the Bucks, the Super Bowl winning quarterback of that game, what do you guys think the percentage is that person is a Hall of Famer already or going to be in the Hall of Fame? Because it was startling to me when I looked this up.
No, wait, say it again. Say it again real quick. Go ahead.
So from Troy Aikman, the Cowboy era, his first Super Bowl, all the way to Tom Brady's Super Bowl with the Buccaneers, I counted the Super Bowl winning quarterbacks and decided whether they were already Hall of Famers or going to be in the Hall of Fame. And there's a percentage of Hall of Famers versus non-Hall of Famers who won that game.
Well, you got to
four outliers.
Okay, but you got to remember, they're one of the variables here is your opinion. Wouldn't that be correct?
Yeah, but okay. I don't think I'm.
Well, I don't know. Give me the number. Give me the number, guys. Dave. Give me the number.
So it's 86%.
86% are Hall of Famers.
Yeah, because right.
So
Tom Brady got seven of them.
You got a 14% chance when you don't have a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Wow.
Well, Owen's right though.
Tom Brady got seven
I
of those Super Bowls.
No, yeah, I mean, but that's what he's saying.
You guys know the four outliers, right?
Yeah.
Foles, Johnson, Flacco, and Dilfer. Two Ravens, and then two other guys. Everybody else a Hall of Famer. I know Eli's up for discussion, but like the producer said, his name's Manny. He's getting in. You know what I mean? He's getting in.
Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah, Dave,
that's crazy. Yeah.
That was good stuff. Thank you very much for the call. That was a hell of a call. I'll take that. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I got to remember. No, I can't.
I
just
can't do it. There were 3 Aikmans, 7 Bradys, 2 Mannings, 2 Mannings. I mean, and then the 4 that he mentioned, that's 20 right there.
No, I don't need to go over those guys. Roethlisberger's a Hall of Famer. Brees is a Hall of Famer.
Is a two-timer.
Rodgers is a Hall of Famer. Favre's a Hall of Famer. Russell Wilson is a...
Does he need another one?
You say
Hall
of Famer.
That's Hall of Famer.
Okay,
yeah.
Judas Priest. Hit it when we don't communicate right.
Is the jury still out on that one?
I think it is.
Yeah, he got traded.
Scott in Cleveland. Is Russell Wilson Hall of Famer?
Nope.
Whoa!
No, I can't. I can't.
I agree with you.
Wait a minute.
I can't do it.
Stay here, Scott. You can't just be flipping about that.
No. And you know what? He has to win at least 3 Super Bowls.
3?
I hope
who's got 3
who's
Super Bowls?
Wait a minute. Who's he? Who's he? Who's he? Who's he? Is it Wilson or Watson?
John Elway has 2.
Well, Elway has better numbers. If you're talking about two Super Bowl winning quarterbacks, what about Jim Plunkett? Jim Plunkett has 2 Super Bowls. 2 Super Bowls. And
what do you say about that, Lima? Huh, smartass?
This is insane.
He sucked during the regular season, like Eli.
Yep.
And playoffs in the Super Bowl, he came alive. So Jim Plunkett's out, but Eli's going to be in. Because his last name's Manning.
Okay, that's but it. Scott, what about Watson? So how many Super Bowls does Watson have to win?
He needs at least 2 to 3.
I need a strong number, 2 or 3. What's the number?
3.
Watson needs to win 3 Super Bowls, Scott.
Yep.
Holy Chautauqua. That is unreal.
3?
Scott!
2 Super Bowls. Eli has 2 Super Bowls. And Eli is garbage.
I mean, Eli never.
Eli is not garbage.
8 career playoff wins.
I know. I've never thought Eli was great.
Beating Tom Brady twice.
Oh, yeah. A miraculous catch. Yeah.
I'd like to say the Giants' pass rush. I'd like to say the Giants' pass rush is as good as I've seen.
They had 4 starting defensive ends on a 2 defensive end line.
Yeah, they really did. That was a huge part.
But answer me. Why isn't Jim Plunkett in? But you guys are saying that two Super Bowls gets you in at least.
Well, I don't know. Scott.
I didn't watch Jim Plunkett.
Is this Scott Plunkett in Cleveland? I mean, what do you want to put Jim Plunkett in the Hall of Fame so damn bad?
2 Super Bowls. I'm using the 2 Super Bowl theory behind Rodgers, behind Eli. If they're in the Super Bowl, well, especially Eli, if Eli's in the Super Bowl, in theory, Jim Plunkett should be in too.
All right, Scott, thank you very much for the call.
All right, Eli Manning's...
We've heard from the Plunketeers.
Yes, we have. That's what they called them back in the day, if you remember. We did whole shows about
that. In fact,
one of the hosts at the time said, you can't use that term anymore.
No.
Either way, Eli Manning's career record is... 117.
Eli Manning, in comparison, Eli Manning has 366 touchdowns, 244 interceptions. Jim Plunkett has 164 touchdowns, 198 interceptions.
Come on. I've never looked at that Reddit board.
Stop.
That damn well better make the Reddit board. I don't know. You guys, you pay attention to that Reddit. All you guys on Reddit, I got nothing against you. I can't look at Reddit. I'm terrified of the thing. You guys better be discussing as soon as the end of this is done about if it takes 3 Super Bowls for Deshaun Watson to be a Hall of Famer, because Scott in Cleveland said he needs 3 Super Bowls to be a Hall of Famer. Fireball Phil, you guys should really look at Eli postseason numbers. John Hardy, Scott might be the most inebriated caller in the history of sports talk radio.
Well, I've had
callers. No, I think he was stone sober.
Who was the God? I always get him mixed up. You're going to kill me.
Who?
I get the white wide receivers mixed up for
JoJo
Tom Brady. No, for Tom Brady. Oh. Who's the
well,
one?
Well, there were a lot of them for Tom Brady.
I know.
Wes Welker.
Is it Welker or Edelman?
Damon Amendola.
Which one? Damon Amendola. DA.
I'm DA.
Who
permission granted.
Who is the... What's Rash doing now? What's he eating? Get the camera on.
Chubbo Nation, stand up.
Is that a stew or a popsicle?
Safety off, man. Is that a stew or a popsicle?
If you put cheese in a cereal, is that a beef Wellington or a hot dog? I don't know. I love that bit that they do. What I'm wondering is...
You're going to have to send this to them. They're going to get upset.
Those are our friends over there.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
D.A., Syracuse grad.
I really do love that show.
D.A. is Syracuse grad.
Syracuse grad. Important
to note.
Can
we get one serial killer to be a Syracuse grad so you can't just throw that on everybody, please? Come on.
The Eli playoff thing, what I was bringing up, was it Edelman? Edelman's playoff stats are are so insanely good that he might get into the Hall of Fame just because his playoff numbers.
And we did that the day that he retired. I guess he didn't. They talk about him going back with the Bucks, but the last time that he played with the Patriots, we talked about it on air.
Yeah, so if you're going to put in Eli Manning for his, now that's a quarterback, but if you're going to put Eli Manning in there for his playoff stats, and you're right, the caller was right. He has really good.
Oh, then you're putting Julian Edelman in there.
But do you not do that because they're not that position? their different position?
I would say so. I mean, quarterbacks, so much of it's, and people wax on poetically about it, so much of it's leadership, 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 this, that, and the other.
I mean, he has, look at this. 2013, Edelman has 16 catches, right? And then the next year, 30, then this is incredible. He has 26 catches, 70 catches, 21 catches, 26 catches. That's insanity for playoffs.
That would be a leading receiver on the Browns in a regular season.
Like, Aaron Rodgers only has one Super Bowl win, and that's it.
He's got
216-578-0092. Does Deshaun Watson need to win three Super Bowls with the Cleveland Browns to make this successful?
Well, that's the whole Aaron Rodgers thing goes into it. If Deshaun wins a couple MVPs here, that starts to change the numbers that you have to have.
Okay. All right.
Like, Aaron Rodgers won four MVPs.
Does it change the amount of Super Bowls you have to have?
Yeah, it puts it down to one in an appearance.
Like, if you're clearly one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Like, clearly.
Clearly, Phillip Rivers was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I don't think there's a debate about that. He was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. And I'm not even looking in Owen's general direction right now because he's going to fart all over everything I'm saying. But he knows it's true that he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But to Owen, he should never be a Hall of Famer. So what's that got to do with the price of fish, especially since we just spent the last 20 minutes talking about how important Super Bowls were, Anthony? Were you listening to any of this?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Look. The standards, apparently, in the last 5 to 10 minutes have changed.
We had a caller called in and said that there needs to be three Super Bowls won by Deshaun Watson to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, I think the standards have changed, for at least for now in this conversation.
Why stop at three? I think he needs four or five.
Why not go to four? Why not go to five? Pat Olson says if four sticks around, he's talking. We're not going to do with Deshaun Watson what we did with Baker and call him by his number, are we? It has a very six feel. If four sticks around for 10 to 12 years, here's my breakdown to get to Canton. Two Super Bowls, one victory, six AFC championship games, 2-4 record, average 12 wins per year. Book it. Six AFC championship games.
All right. I mean, this is – nobody's doing that. By the way, you just mentioned something
about
the four.
He doesn't have a first-round pick for another 2 years.
The number thing you said, are we going to be calling them four?
Don't do that.
Can they play In the Air Tonight by Phil Collins anymore for pregame? Because they did that before Baker. Baker took it to the next level. Does it have to be retired? 216-578.
If somebody 216-578-0092. If somebody over at the Browns is listening, you gotta cut that one.
Do you? I don't know if you do.
You gotta cut it.
But
you gotta
fans,
cut Philip Rivers.
Fans have been
Philip
doing it first.
You gotta cut Phil Collins out of there.
Fans have been doing that. I remember at college.
Don't put him in either.
At college, we'd go to Browns games and all my buddies at college loved the fact that they did
Song. If they actually have to cut Baker Mayfield, they should do it via fax like Phil Collins divorced his wife. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on the Fan. Hello. It's getting punchy here. You asked it on social media, you gotta retire that song. You gotta retire it. Done. Done. Anybody at the Browns? I don't know if you guys are listening.
I don't know about this one, Kenny.
If you guys are listening, guys, you got to, no more. There's a million songs out there you guys can play in the pregame that's going
to
be fantastic.
But people will say, why does that have to be retired with Baker? It was before Baker.
Listen, I'm a big Phil Collins fan. I have the entire catalog. You could play Sussudio.
Okay.
Sussudio is a great song. I got Sussudio on my mix when I go to the place that I'm not allowed to tell anybody that I go to after shows. You play Two Worlds, Take Me Home, Take Me, oh, come on. And I remember, please take me.
Play that at the end of the game.
I do like that song.
Son of Man, you can't hear me, love, no, you just have to wait. You can do all that stuff, man. Phil Collins, there's so many other Phil Collins.
He has a good catalog, absolutely. But that is, the whole crowd would just get into it. So much. The drums, when that happened, everybody would go into their pregame ritual. When you go to the Muni lot, everybody has their sound system set up. They play that song. We did. This was way before Baker Mayfield.
You got to retire it. You retire for a couple years. You don't need to retire forever. It's just it needs to take a sabbatical.
Oh, now we get a sabbatical. So you're admitting that it will be coming back.
It's a good song, is it not?
It's a great song, and it pumps everybody up. It's very interesting music at football games, what's happening right now, because I told you I went to a game this year. And early on in the season, it was a lot more EDM and almost catering to a younger crowd when normally it's classic rock.
Play Steve Aoki.
They were. I mean, they were playing Tiesto at times.
Guys, that's not bad. EDM, you've had a couple of drinks. EDM's good stuff. I'm down with some EDM. You get a couple of drinks. No, I haven't done. There is an experience that we could talk about on the podcast. Lima
not
has.
Here.
One day, if Lima and I ever go on a vacation to a certain place, there is one thing, and my mother-in-law just texted me, so hopefully she's not listening. Lima said, hey, you got to try this one thing, and then we'll go to an EDM club together. And I'm looking forward to that. Bernie in North Carolina. Hello.
Hey, Anthony Ken. First of all, I got the idea now what what's his name was asking me. You don't retire that song. We use it in high school here at our school. For some reason, the kids wait for it, and they may not be fired up, but as soon as they hear that, boom, 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 we're pumped. And we've had success with it over the last decade.
Get Sussudio. They can come out to Sussudio.
Why don't you come out to listen to this? Come out to Rocky IV, the Russian music.
Overdone.
And then go right into Wait, why? Because we're going to be a team that basically – it's kind of be like a Soviet Union team, jokingly, this year with our style. But or 2001 Space Odyssey.
Well, that's
school
that's
South Carolina.
Well,
baby.
That's, well, they come out to that.
It ain't if it ain't swaying, so we ain't playing, baby.
It ain't swaying, it ain't playing, baby. All right,
now
Bernie,
let me ask you the Deshaun Watson thing, okay?
Why?
I go back to two of my favorite quarterbacks in Browns history.
Okay,
Brian Sipe and Bernie Kosar. Okay, and first of all, right now, Deshaun Watson is a talented kid, but right now, he has the possibility to do with those two and maybe better. But the thing straight out is they have to get to a Super Bowl,
yes,
at least in the 5 years, and they have to get to at least two, maybe three AFC championships for this to work. And if that's the case, I could see him getting an extension. But what you guys, I have not heard this yet. Because he's coming to us, was there talk about taking Cleveland Stadium and putting it into AstroTurf? I mean, instead of natural grass? Because this guy, all he's pretty, except for Clemson. And Clemson, he played on natural grass and it was warm. He's going to come up here and it's a different story, in the way, like, you know, in the fall.
Yeah, Bernie, if anything, it's going the other way. Aren't they starting to talk more? Aren't there players?
League-wide, they're talking about
Bernie,
going grass.
Thank you. I don't know. We could check into that. I have no idea. But thank you very much for the call. I would rather them all play on grass. We have the technology for the most part. We have the they have the money. If the players came out and said we want to play on synthetic turf, then play on synthetic turf. But you have more than a couple of players, including your players' president, saying they want to play on natural grass. Just play on natural grass. Go ahead and play on natural grass. You have the custodians and everybody of the grass, of the landscaping that you could possibly do that. Go ahead and do that. That's where I stand on that. Yes.
We are now getting emails about people reaching out to the Browns. I don't know how much you want to read of that, but
I haven't seen my email.
People are already trying to explore and trying to do investigative work regarding whether or not they're going to retire it. They're talking to the in-game DJ. They pass some notes about what they think JW and the Browns want to play. That's speculative. I'm not going to go into that. But
I didn't see this email.
I am. You'll see it after the show. I am curious. Okay. I am curious. You have seen a shift. Owen, you play music at
Correct.
Sporting events. Have you seen the shift? Like, we're not doing the rock and jock songs anymore, mostly, right? Those are retired.
Yes. Well, one of them specifically.
It was a good song back in the day.
Hey.
It was a good song.
What? Don't tell me, hey, I didn't do it.
You tried to separate the art from the artist.
Oh.
That's the whole point.
Damn it.
So
I didn't pick up.
Owen, is there...
Hey.
Obviously, Cavs games... You're not going to hear
Great.
Classic rock at a Cavs game.
No. Not there's a couple pump-up things that you do classic rock-wise, you know, here and there, depending on...
They still play Carmina
the
Burana before the Cavs game.
You get the right score. Well, tune. The Cleveland Orchestra redid it for you.
It's awesome.
It's amazing.
I love their version of that.
That song gets me as pumped as any of those songs that were just mentioned.
Guys, before the playoff games, when they had LeBron, especially the first time, if you can remember back to those first LeBron
and the whole
years.
Crowd goes.
Yes, the whole place, everybody had their sponsor
tee on.
I'm getting the chills. And everybody's on their feet. And you just see the last one, it was always like LeBron would finish warming up. They would bring the music down. And you look at all, I would always see this. All the players are on the floor for a huge playoff game, and it would be Detroit, and it would be the Cavs.
Oh, my God.
And you would see Rip Hamilton. You would see Chauncey Billups.
You would see, should do it now.
You would see all of them. And LeBron would walk over, and you knew you had the best player.
Thursday night football. Lights go out, then all of a sudden you start to see. We have the technology. Yes. The lights are doing the strobe. You look at the scoreboards up there. You see the highlights. Miles ripping down Justin Fields. Jadeveon Clowney ripping down everybody. And then all of a sudden the drums are starting to kick up. You see the camera when they do the walk from the locker room, from outside the locker room.
Oh, my God, in the dark.
Are you kidding me? In the dark. We're getting ready for a Thursday night. And then when the drums really kick in, they take the field. You telling me you wouldn't be excited about that?
I swear to you, I am getting chills up and down.
Oh, man, this is good stuff.
Then someone goes play. It's third down.
Don't do that. Cleveland Orchestra. Audio courtesy of the Cleveland Orchestra.
Can we get them, instead of G.E. Smith and the Cleveland Browns band, can we get our own symphony, the Cleveland Orchestra, right there.
They had a drum line. We're already halfway home.
Come on. You
got
to have everything.
We got the percussion.
You need percussion. You need the horns. You need
the woodwinds.
You need the woodwinds. Somebody's got to have harpsichord. We've talked about a band. You need the harpsichord.
I mean, come on. This is shooting fish in a barrel.
We're getting give it to me again tweets.
Yeah, you got, I mean...
Oh, this is the best part.
Then I'm not. Comes on and he goes, Cleveland!
Time out.
Time out on the floor. Hear the fireworks go off and they start coming out. Oh, man.
All right, can we get this segment to JW?
Get it to
whomever.
I'm being
dead serious.
Yes, get it to him.
Double A.
I don't want to call him out by name for crying out loud.
No,
but fine.
I mean, we have to get this to JW. Get off the phone, Double A. Your whole forget
you
the podcast.
Do you think he wants to look at his phone right now and see 1,000 tweets, and then you're sending audio to him over this?
All right, everybody, tag JW and tell him.
Oh boy.
All right, Valley Joe says Thunderstruck still hits pre kickoff. I mean, Thunderstruck's great.
That's how the monsters start every game.
It is great.
Thunderstruck's
absolutely a
good one. I always thought you're going to make fun of me. So when I played NCAA football back in the day.
Oh, yeah. You were in the college playing football?
No, when I played the video
game. On the video, game, yeah.
At one point in one of my dynasties, I had Wyoming. And I used to play Pantera Cowboys from Hell before games. I thought it would be so cool.
And
I was like 15 when I did it. Clearly, I was a virgin. And I recently, over the last couple of years, I can't believe I'm admitting this, I got back into playing NCAA football. And I've told you about my wonderful dynasties.
I miss your dynasty talk.
I did the offense for New Mexico, and then I did Wyoming's job was open, and I did it one more time. I was 34.
Did you make any mistakes? Did you take the wrong job?
Like, Wyoming is so. How do they not play that before they kick off?
Right. I'm going to listen to it right when we get off the air.
Oh, we don't have time.
No, it's time to end the show.
Yeah, we'll get it.
We have the podcast.
Look at the clock.
We had Wilford Brimley. We were going to do Chris Tucker there.
Oh.
Which, can I just admit something? Or can I not admit something? Can I say something? So next Friday, the cover-up line for Smokey not being there, the character that Chris Tucker plays, is that he went to rehab.
Mm-hmm.
How ridiculous is that in 2022 that Smokey went to rehab for weed?
For weed, yeah. He's got
and
a problem. We've got to nip it in the bud.
Completely plausible thing to do. All right. So hopefully we'll get that to... I don't want to inundate JW with a whole bunch of requests for music, but...
Yeah, but how awesome did that sound? People are tweeting like crazy. Excellent. People said it sounded awesome.
That sounded excellent. I mean, the truth's the truth. All right, we're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. I got a question I'm going to rip off of one of our good friends here, right here at 92.3 The Fan, because I felt one way, and then I thought about it for 5 minutes, and I went, nope, I got to defend the Browns. I have to absolutely defend the Browns. You did what needed to be done. I know, I'm really hanging them out there, aren't I? We're back tomorrow, 6 to 10. Daryl will join us for Big Country, for Jeff, for AA, for the slippery wizard, Anthony Lima. I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day, my friends.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.